So hey, we're here at Ignite Brewery, and I've got my special guest, the head honcho brewer.
Yeah, Jason Porter.
Jason Porter. So the first question is, why do you choose the specific ingredients that you use in your recipes?
First, I'm looking for a high quality ingredient. I don't really care where it comes from. It's more about using the right ingredients at the right times. So I like choosing high quality ingredients that are being used for a purpose. So our hops coming from some of the best hops. The hops are coming from the Pacific Northwest, where some of the best are grown in the world. Mm-hmm. If we're making a German beer, German grain. If we're making an English porter, we're bringing in some English grain to top that
because
off.
Because you know that your final product is going to have that consistency, that taste that you're looking for.
Yes, absolutely.
So where were you trained?
So I started home brewing after I finished college in chemical engineering at Ohio State.
Nice. And then, go Buckeyes!
Yeah. And then I found a program that was with Charlie Bamforth out at UC Davis, California.
Okay.
And I did research in brewing and fermentation within the food science department. So I did that for 2 years, and then I went and ran quality for 5 years at Star Hill Brewery in Charlottesville.
So
Virginia.
That's where you controlled the ingredients?
I was in charge of controlling the entire process. So it was doing checks and keeping the whole process and process rolling.
Okay.
So it included ingredient quality and canned beer quality, kegged beer quality.
Right.
The main thing with that is ensuring that the beer tastes the same all the time.
Nice. And we love people like you to
yes.
come in and make
Thank
sure
you.
That what we get is what we're supposed to be getting, right?
Yeah.
And that it's consistent
yeah.
over, periods of time. So why do you guys choose the types of beers that you end up making?
I look as there's two ways to design a beer. One way is the marketing way, is what's selling, what are other breweries doing, what are people heading out of their houses to find.
Yeah.
So that's the one way, is if there's something hot going on, if there's something that everyone is hunting for and you don't have it, why don't you?
Right.
So that's the first
Which
way.
Which is the business part, right?
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, you gotta make money when it comes down to it, you need
a paycheck. Absolutely. And then the other way is what's fun. I ask the taproom staff all the time is, if you have something when you're out about that you like, that mm-hmm. you think we can make a better version of or a slightly different version of, let's absolutely try to make it.
Have you traveled at all that you went to some, hotel place, and then you're like, you ask the bartender, where can I go? And they're like, try this. You go there, you try it, and you say, I can do that.
Yes.
Have you been inspired by anything like that?
Absolutely. Whenever I'm out and about, there's some of my favorite beers that I find, and I go, whether it's an homage or it's just, I really like the beer, let's make one.
Nice.
Colorado is a great place to go. Lived in California a while, Virginia. I went to Iceland and had a great beer. One of my favorite beers I ever had was in Galway, Ireland.
Oh,
they have a little craft brewery there that is top notch.
Amazing. So then you can get inspired and say, hey, we can do that, and put your own little twist on
yes,
it, right?
Yes, absolutely.
So what do you find that's been unique about Ignite's set of beers compared to other places that you've worked?
We want to be true to style while using high quality ingredients. And it's the whole package from us. Part of us is making beer make a difference. And so we're making great beer, but we're also taking our ability and turning it around and trying to make Barberton a better place. Try
One
to be a spot.
One beer at a time,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's awesome. So when you were homebrewing, what was your first beer that you tried?
Like to brew?
Yeah,
the first one I tried to brew was Blue Moon, Belgian Wit.
Okay.
Nice, easy, basic beer to try.
Did it
try
turn
to,
out?
Yeah.
Okay.
It turned out all right. The one that you'll be tasting a little bit, the Lunchbox Love Note, the Peanut Butter mm-hmm. Porter, that was the second beer I tried to brew at home.
Okay.
So that one's kind of stuck with me along the way. Is making a peanut butter porter, because I really wanted to make one.
Okay. Personally, what is your favorite type of beer?
The one that's in my hand.
Okay.
and then the favorite one to brew is...
That's the Mountain?
No, this is Memory Lane. This is our white lager.
Oh, okay. Sure.
And I like it because it's kind of selfish. It's an easy brew. When you're doing a little beer, it's a lot less grain. It's a lot less hops. It just makes the whole brew day so much happier versus using a big beer. So
you know it from behind the scenes.
From behind the scenes.
Oh, just pour me some of that nice light lager, right?
It's a nice, easy, happy day when we brew something like this.
So how many people work here at the brewery?
In production, there are now three of us in production. And then the tap room has a handful more. Production is three of us, and one of them just started 2 weeks ago. So we're just slowly expanding.
Nice. Now, are the beers that you guys produce anywhere else in the area, like at any restaurants or anything?
Yes,
like
we are at a we're at over almost 200 spots in Northeast Ohio, I believe now, that we have as vendors, we are in cans in several grocery stores in the area.
Nice. What inspires new flavors? Is it more seasonal? Is it something that, like you said, a certain flavor that you've had somewhere else? Like, what personally inspires you to make the different beers?
I just like making high quality product. I don't want to say I don't care one style over the other. It's, for me, it's the fun of the flexibility to do whatever you want, but show that you can make any style in a high quality manner.
So how has COVID affected it? How has COVID affected the business here?
We've done really well because of this wonderful patio that we're sitting on.
Yeah.
It's one of the larger ones in the area. But you definitely see it on, that when the weather's bad, people don't really want to come out because they're still a little hesitant to be indoors in places, even if a company is separate it out and you have plenty of space. And that's quite all right to, everyone will start coming back when they're ready to come back.
You guys will be slammed this summer.
The patio, when it's warm and this past weekend wasn't the best, but the weekend before when we were sunny and 70, we have plenty of space to sit out.
The brew is flowing, right?
Yes.
So looking ahead into the future, let's say, what do you think the new craze is going to be? So, like, in the food world, it was, like, Chipotle, everything.
Yeah.
Like, it was, like, we always had Chipotle, and now all of a sudden, everything.
Yeah.
Including in beer, habanero, all this stuff. What do you think is a new craze or something that you think will pick up and maybe expand in the near future?
So we're seeing it right now with all the different seltzers. A lot of breweries can produce them very easily, so...
Okay.
That's one of the big things going on is the seltzers, but I think it's tied more towards the health conscious aspect, the low calorie, but full flavor.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's going to be
carb conscious people.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a huge thing. How do you make a full flavored IPA while bringing back the calories a little bit?
Right.
And some of the bigger breweries are starting to do that. And I think that is going to be the next big thing.